It is Tuesday and time for book picks and our list from our independent bookseller of the week. Jim Hibner of Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York, joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Jim, good morning and thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, good morning. It's love to be here.
Thank you very much. Well, where would you like to begin?
I have a number of books that I really like. The first one is a novel, which comes out August 8th. It's called The Locals. It's by Jonathan Dee. And the book starts in a rural working-class New England town in western Massachusetts, and it elects a mayor from a New York hedge fund millionaire. And it's an inspired novel for our times. It's a fiction and kind of in the tradition of Jonathan Franzen and Jennifer Egan. And the story is Mark Firth is a contractor, a home restorer in Howland, Massachusetts, who feels opportunities passing him by. He's been swindled by his financial advisor and what future he can try to bring to his wife and his daughter. He finds himself kind of envying the wealthy weekenders whose houses sit empty during the winter. And enters Philip Haida, one of those people. After 9/11, he flees New York and comes to Howland in one of these year-round houses where he actually stays and he manages billions. So the story is about a collision of these two worlds, the rural versus the urban and the middle class versus the wealthy. Inspired by this new person in town, Hayden, Mark starts investing in the mid-decade housing boom over his wife's Karen objections in houses. At the same time, a town selectman dies suddenly, and Hayden volunteers for the job. He soon becomes subtly transforming Howland in his image with unexpected results for Mark and his family. So it's a drama for the 21st century. It deals with rising inequality, working class decline, and a new authoritarianism. It's a good old social novel.
The Locals, a novel by Jonathan Dee. Next up.
The next book I like to talk about is The Great Nadir, The Man Behind the Camera by Adam Begley. Nadir was the first great portrait photographer. He was a pioneering balloonist, and he actually took the first aerial photograph, not only took the photograph, but actually processed the photograph in the basket of the balloon. He also was one of the early original celebrity artists, entrepreneurs. He's kind of a 19th century Andy Warhol. He photographed in Paris, and he produced some of the most psychologically compelling portraits of Manet, Sarah Bernhardt, Delacroix, Daumier. He was a true Paris celebrity. He was born Gaspard Félix Tinjean, and he adapted the pseudonym Nadir. His name was across the studio in illuminated 10-foot letters, 50-foot across, and a complete opulence. He became known across Europe and America when he launched the Giant, a gas balloon the size of a 12-story building. The Great Nadir, a brilliant, lavishly illustrated bio of a larger-than-life figure, a visionary whose outsized talent and canny self-promotion put him way ahead of his time. Sounds similar to today.
Yes, it is. By Adam Begley and The Great Nadir and The Man Behind the Camera. All right.
The next book I'd like to talk about is a new novel that came out of England called The Essex Serpent by Sarah Perry. It's an irresistible new novel. Perry is a young British author who's making her American debut, and her novel's been rapturously acclaimed in Britain. It's set in the late 19th century England, about an intellectually minded young widow, about a pious vicar, and a rumored mythical serpent. It explores questions of science and religion, skepticism and faith, and independence and love. Cora Seaborn's husband dies, and she steps into a new life as a widow with relief as much as sorrow, with her marriage being unhappy. She decides to leave society life in London to visit coastal Essex with her 11-year-old son. While admiring the sight, she learns of a fearsome creature who supposedly claims humans in the local estuary. A keen amateur naturalist with no patience for religion or superstition, she sets out to investigate. And then we are introduced to the local vicar, William Ramson. He's suspicious of rumors, but unlike Cora, he's a man of faith, is convinced that reason is carried on by morals. A true flight from belief. These seeming opposites who agree on nothing soon find themselves inexorably drawn together. It's an intense relationship that still changes both lives in ways entirely unexpected.
The Essex Serpent, a novel by Sarah Perry.
My next book is Vanishing New York by Jeremiah Moss. How a great city lost its soul. Jeremiah Moss has a very, very popular blog. He's been talking about New York for many years. And it's an unflinching chronicle of gentrification in the 21st century and a love letter to lost New York from this popular incendiary blog called Vanishing New York. For generations, New York City has been a mecca for artists, writers, other hopefuls longing to be part of its cultural exchange and its unique social fabric. But today, modern gentrification is transforming the city from exceptional, iconoclastic metropolis into a subhumanized luxury zone with price tag only the 1% can afford. This book is Jane Jacobs for a digital age. Moss has emerged as an outspoken, celebrated critic of this dramatic shift of a shocking transformation to lots of beloved neighborhoods, loss of treasured, unofficial landmarks. In a prose mixture of snark, sorrow, and lyric wit, Moss leads us on a colorful tour of neighborhoods, from the Lower East Side to Brooklyn. It's hard-hitting, cantankerous style. Vanishing New York is staggering examination of contemporary, quote-unquote, urban renewal and its reproductions.
I like the trifecta of snark, wit, and sorrow. Vanishing New York is the name of the book, How a Great City Lost Its Soul by Jeremiah Moss.
The next book I'd like to look at is The Sisters Chase by Sarah Healy. It's a new novel. The Sisters Chase is that rare thing. It's a kind of a slow burner that conceals its cunning and sneaks up upon you unaware. The hard scrabble chase women, Mary, Hannah, and their mother, Diane, are eking out a living and running a tiny seaside motel, which has been in the family for generations, who have been inviting trouble into their lives for just as long. 18-year-old Mary Chase, she's a force of nature. She's passionate, beautiful, free-spirited. Her much younger sister, Hannah, is imaginative and creative. The mother, Diane, dies in a car accident, and Mary's finds out that the motel is worth less than the back taxes that's owed on it. With few options, Mary's finely tuned survival instincts kick in. As the sisters begin a cross-country journey in search of a better life, she will stop at nothing to protect her sister, Hannah. It's vivid and suspenseful. The Sisters' Chase is a whirlwind page-turner about the extreme lengths one family will go to find and hold on to love.
The Sisters' Chase by Sarah Healy. And finally.
And my last book I have today is something that's going to happen in our country here this next month. It's called American Eclipse. It's by David Barone. It's a richly illustrated and meticulously researched American eclipse ultimately depicts a young nation that looks to the skies to reveal its towering ambition and expose its latent genius. In a scorching July afternoon in 1878, at the dawn of the Gilded Age, the moon shadows descended on the American West, darkening skies from Montana through Texas. This rare total solar eclipse offered a priceless opportunity to solve some of the solar system's most endearing riddles. It prompted a clutch of enterprising scientists to the frontier in a grueling race to reach the frontier before the total eclipse. You have science journalist Barone recreates this epic of ambition, failure and glory in a narrative that reveals as much about the historical trajectory of our striving young nation as it does about the scant 3 minutes when the blue sky blackened and the stars come out. It follows James Craig Watson, a renowned asteroid hunter, Maria Mitchell, an incredible new woman astronomer, and a young Thomas Edison. Barone's page-turner drama refracts the 19th century through the Wild West.
The name of the book, American Eclipse, A Nation's Epic Race to Catch the Shadow of the Moon and Win the Glory of the World. You can find out about all of these books by going to the Green Toad Bookstore website, greentoadbookstore.com. Better yet, visit them. They are at 198 Main Street in Oneonta. 198 Main Street in Oneonta. You can see Jim's list at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, where there will be a link that will bring you to greentoadbookstore.com as well. Jim, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Enjoy the last weeks of summer, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
No problem at all, and I can't wait to see the total solar eclipse.
Yes, good stuff. Thank you very much. Again, greentoadbookstore.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.